Timmy frequently says, I don't know, I have a different life. Things,
you do.
Things happen to me in extremes.
Well, here's the thing. John's life has never been Beaver Cleaver Land. It's never middle of the road. It's always one extreme to the other. Either really, really good, really, really bad or embarrassing. I mean, it's just, that's your life.
Let's chalk up, first of all, really, really good into really, really embarrassing. That was exactly how it summed up my late morning after you left yesterday, and I went back into the studio. I had to get a couple of production pieces cut. Now, I don't want to get too personal, but you ever, like, are about to leave for somewhere, and it's not that long of a drive, so you're thinking, well, I could use the restroom now, but I can probably wait till I get to where I have to go.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened to me yesterday, except it... And I had to go to the bathroom really bad. So I was like kind of running up to the building.
Okay.
And I, so stupid. There's a bathroom in our lower lobby.
Yeah. There's a bathroom on every floor.
I'm like, no, I can make it up to our floor. So I get up to our floor and I realize I left my key fob in my car because I didn't think I was going to be going back. Right.
So you can't get
into
the building.
So I'm calling Jessica. I'm doing the pee-pee polka. I'm calling Jessica. I'm like, hurry. And she took that time to kind of mess with me. Like, oh, I'll get there when I can. I'm like, no, you can't. As soon as she hangs the phone up, somebody pops out of the door. So it's open. So I make my dart. I get in there and I get to the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, I made it. Thank God. Okay. And that should be the end of the story, right?
Yeah.
Well, I had run into the bathroom and I passed one of our sales reps and a client talking.
Boy. Okay.
I get out of the bathroom, wash my hands, and, you know, what, 90 seconds later, right? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And you know how you just like, thank God, right?
Yeah.
And the sales rep says, man, you had to go. I'm like, yeah. He goes, I could tell. Now, I don't know if this happens to you guys, but men are sloppy when they wash their hands. And if you lean over, which I did, your area brushes against the sink.
No, that happens, sure, in restrooms, especially when the water splashes everywhere.
So I look down in my entire...
No.
It looked as if I didn't make it. And
it looks like you peed your
pants. It's in front of a client.
Oh, no.
And like, he said, man, you got a number one emergency? No, he didn't. He's got, you got a code yellow. I'm like, no, I didn't. And how about we conduct ourselves professionally in front of, oh, I don't know, your client?
Yeah.
Who I don't even know, but now thinks I'm Johnny the Pee-Pee Boy.
Yes. Johnny Pee-Pee.
This is my life.
Johnny Pee-Pee.
This is my life. I'm a grown man, by the way. Two college graduate daughters. Really good job. I love my job. All that guy's going to think now.
Yes. Oh, my
goodness. I know that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that smart girl who does the college and the guy that peed himself.
I love it.
I know you do.
Oh, my gosh. Hopefully that won't happen today. We're at Fraser Farms in La Mesa until 9 o'clock. Why? Because we want you to come to this amazing experience, the Lainey Wilson Listening Party, happening tomorrow at Beach House at Belmont Park. It is absolutely free, but you do need a ticket to get in. The way to get it, just show up here. Come on in, say hi, and we'll get you signed up, and you will be there tomorrow. We're going to go through all of Lainey's songs together. In between songs, we're going to give away prizes. Lainey is going to show up. She's going to play a few songs. We'll chat with her for a bit. It's going to be an experience before she takes off again for her show tomorrow night at the Amp Theater.
833-287-1037. Later on this year in December, Wild Horses returns to Petco Park, and Post Malone is the headliner. We'd like to send you there by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Call now and maybe even win $100 with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSLA. As we are broadcasting this morning from Fraser Farms in La Mesa, we're hooking you up with Lainey Wilson Listening Party passes for her Whirlwind Listening Party tomorrow at Belmont Park's Beach House.
We are very excited for this because it's going to be an experience you are never going to forget. We're going to play every song on her album. In between the songs, we'll be giving away prizes. Lainey is coming in a very big way. That's all we can say. She'll take the stage with us, answer some questions, play some music, and you get to be a part of it. It is absolutely free, but all you have to do is stop on out to Fraser Farms before 9 o'clock and we'll get you passes to that listening party.
Yeah, and there's no chance to win. You show up, you're going to be going to our listening party tomorrow at Belmont Park. The more the merrier, baby. Mm-hmm. Another great part of doing these shows out on location is that we get to see you and meet you face to face. And we met the most lovely pair of young women a couple days ago who, remember a few weeks back after that horrible assassination attempt of former President Trump, we decided as a team, as a show, we are going to focus on just being humble and kind to each other the entire week. Every story was about being humble and kind to each other.
Right.
And we asked you to share your experiences with us, and you did, and you stepped up, and it seemed that it really made an impact. It did, at least with Pam and Jilly.
Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm Pam.
This
I'm
Julie. Julie
of the Pam and Julie Show.
Okay.
Better known as Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Okay.
Hopefully have a podcast out soon. Okay. And it's going to just be us talking about everything that we've been through and the humor that needs to be there and to
this
deal with some hard stuff.
The Humble and Weak. Humble and Weak.
Humble and Kind Week. Really? Okay, yeah. Now wait, explain that.
Well, you guys did the Humble and Kind Week.
Uh-huh.
And it just captured us.
Okay.
We inspired us. And it gave us so much energy and hope and stuff. Then she went in the hospital. Julie went in the hospital.
Yeah. Okay. So, and you're okay?
In this moment, but no, not really.
Okay.
I'm fighting some really heavy stuff.
Okay.
You guys have inspired us. We've been listening to you long before Humble and Kind Week.
Right.
But it just really, like she said, captured us and hit home with us. And it was like, you know what? This is... We're thinking about the good stories now.
Right.
It helped us, bring those good stories back up to the surface, and that has been so helpful. And I was like, you know what? We need to do this. We need to continue this. This is really good.
I also say what an honor it is that you guys were inspired by something that we said and decided to do something about. That's a tremendous honor for us. So that means a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right back at you.
If we want to search for the Peanut Butter Jelly Show, how do we do that?
Well,
you stay tuned to John and Tammy for updates. It's always great when we get to meet you in person, and it's even better when we find out something about you that's really amazing. These women are amazing, and it was an absolute honor to meet both of you, and we can't wait to meet you today, Fraser Farms in La Mesa, because you're going to be hanging out with us tomorrow at Beach House Belmont Park for the Lainey Wilson Listening Party.
Free tickets, all ages show, and there's no chance to win when you stop out this morning. You will win tickets to our show tomorrow. John and Tammy at Fraser Farms, La Mesa till 9. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got five pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Heather. Heather's in Carmel Valley. Good morning, Heather. Happy almost Friday.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. We're at Fraser Farms in La Mesa giving you Lainey Wilson listening party passes. So if you're out in the neighborhood, that's where we'll be till 9. In the meantime, Heather, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out into the parking lot here at Fraser Farms.
Hey, Tammy, take a lap.
All right. Good luck.
Hey, and don't go too far this time. You tend to wander.
Well, I don't want
to
hear anything.
I get a little worried. All right. Okay. No, further away, but not that far away. I got five pop culture questions for you, Heather. You get more right than 10. You get $100 thanks to a garage door in Gate Store, Main Street, and Lakeside. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Good luck. Here we go. Happy birthday to Carrie Ann Moss. She played Trinity in this science fiction movie that starred Keanu Reeves as Neo. What is the movie?
The Matrix.
There was a surprise celebration on the Today Show yesterday for Al Roker's birthday. Is Al older or younger than 65?
Older.
Alicia Silverstone posted a picture of herself eating something she found on the ground. People thought it was a Jerusalem cherry, which could be harmful. In a follow-up post, she said she's okay because she didn't swallow it. Alicia played Cher in what classic 1995 film?
Clueless.
The Hollywood Reporter made a list of 37 family-friendly spooky movies to get you into the Halloween spirit. On that list is this 2012 animated film that stars Adam Sandler as Dracula. What's it called?
Oh, my gosh. Hotel Transylvania?
And finally, Jennifer Lopez filed for divorce from Ben Affleck 25 months after they got married. Ben spent the weekend with his other ex-wife, Jennifer Gardner, dropping their daughter off at her first year at Yale, which is an Ivy League school. How many Ivy League schools are there?
Oh, no. I think 4.
All right, let's get Tam back in. All right, now where is she off to? Tammy? You see, when we're back in the studio, Heather, I know exactly where she is. She's right outside the glass looking at me in the studio here. I don't know, she's talking to people, getting a sandwich. Heather, what you got planned today? What's going on with you?
I'm actually driving to come see you guys right now at Fraser Park.
Well, beautiful. We'll hook you up with your Lainey passes. Love hearing that. Heather did 4 out of 5, and these are not easy.
Okay.
At least I don't think they're easy, and I wrote them. Tammy, happy birthday to Carrie Ann Moss. She played Trinity in this science fiction movie starring Keanu Reeves as Neo. What is the movie?
The Matrix.
Matrix is right. Heather knew that. 1-1. There was a surprise celebration on the Today Show yesterday for Al Roker's birthday. Is Al older or younger than 65?
He's older.
He's older. He's 70. Looks great. Heather knew that, too. 2-2. Alicia Silverstone posted a picture of herself eating something she found on the ground. Always a good idea. People thought it was a Jerusalem cherry, which could be harmful. In a follow-up post, she said she's okay because she, quote, didn't swallow. Alicia played Cher in what classic 1995 film?
Clueless.
That is right. Heather knew that. It is all knotted up at 3. The Hollywood Reporter made a list of 37 family-friendly spooky movies to get you into the Halloween spirit. On the list is this 2012 animated film that stars Adam Sandler as Dracula. What's it called?
Transylvania.
That's your answer, Transylvania?
Yeah.
Hotel Transylvania.
Oh.
And Heather knew that. So now it's 4-3, and you have to get this next question right, or Heather will be coming here to Fraser Farms with $100 of your money.
I can't believe I missed part of that.
Heather, good luck. Tammy, Jennifer Lopez filed for divorce from Ben Affleck 25 months after they got married. Ben spent the weekend with his other ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, dropping their daughter off for her first year at Yale, which is an Ivy League school. How many Ivy League schools are there?
7 or 8. I'm going to go 8.
Brown University, Columbia University, Cornell University, Dartmouth College, Harvard University, Princeton University, University of Pennsylvania, and Yale make 8. Man, oh man, oh manny. Look what you did. Look what you did. Congratulations, Tammy, I guess. Heather, she forces a tie, which means all ties go to Tammy. I thought you had this one. I really, really did, but she's that good. I'm impressed, Tam. Okay. I'm impressed. All right, so Heather, no money for you, but a great prize nonetheless.
Yes, you'll be now going to the Wild Horses Festival at the end of the year, and the headliner, Post Malone.
I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much.
Heather, have a wonderful day. I guess we'll see you soon for your Lainey Wilson passes.
Awesome. I can't wait.
All right, we're at Fraser Farms in La Mesa giving out free passes for our Lainey Wilson listening party tomorrow at Belmont Park's Beach House before Lainey's big show tomorrow night at the amphitheater. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. One of the best treats for tomorrow, in addition to hanging out with Lainey Wilson and listening to Lainey perform live and her new record, is the fact that we're going to open up the ceremony tomorrow with Jake Anderson's national anthem. Now, Jake is the young man who wowed not only San Diego, but America by playing the national anthem performance from California Tower before our Big Bay Boom.
It was incredible.
By the way,
it was incredible.
Jake, you're still 13, right, bro?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. What time do you usually get up in the morning? Are we making it hard for you?
I'll usually get up around like 9 or 10.
You are making me miss my youngest son. You sound just like him when he was your age.
He does sound
like so crazy.
Jake, we'll make this very brief because we know you got things going on in your life and maybe you have to practice. Who knows?
And he's a straight-A student, so no messing around.
I learned about you and learned that you would idolize your older brother and like pick up his guitar when you could barely even walk, and that was your inspiration for what a great guitarist you've become. Is it weird that you're better than your brother at guitar now?
Yeah, because usually it's always been him who's been influencing me and teaching me.
Do you think it's weirder for him or weirder for you?
Probably for him.
Right.
I imagine.
I remember my sister Wendy, my younger sister Wendy and I took swimming lessons as a kid, and she was younger, and she advanced to the next stage of swimming lessons, and I didn't. It was very weird for an older sibling to be, wait a second, I should be better than you. And, well, you're a walking, talking example of that, bro. So are you ready tomorrow to shred? I heard that you were holding back during the national anthem on the 4th of July. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we don't want you to hold back tomorrow. We want you to give it everything that you want to and make it yours. Are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
Jake, what is your plan for life, I don't know, as a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old? Are you going to go to a famous music school? Are you going to join a band and just tour the world and become world-renowned rock star, Jake?
For high school, I'm going to try and do football. But my main goal is to try and do music and make music.
All right.
Well, that's great. And it's great that you have other interests, too, and that you explore it so that something doesn't become just too much. Because sometimes when we overfocus on something, we're like, oh, I'm just over it. And I love that. You're a great student. You love sports. And you love your music. You're a well-rounded kid. Are you a good kid to your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Jake, we're looking forward to seeing and listening to you tomorrow and seeing what's next in your what has to to be spectacular future. So thank you for taking some time this early morning. We know it's pretty much torture for a 13-year-old to get up this early and hang out with a bunch of old folks. So you take care, bro. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care of those hands. Practice, practice, practice.
All right. Thank you.
All right,
you
man.
Bet, Jake. Bye.
He's like, hey, old man. Yeah. You know? You listen to when you if you haven't seen his rendition of the national anthem, go ahead and it's all over YouTube.
Yeah.
What must it be? There's one thing to practice,
sure,
and just get good because you have to practice all the time. There's another thing to be touched by the hand of God.
Yeah.
And you can tell people like this is a prodigy. Mm-hmm. This is not a kid that's just talented. This is a person that has a different level of oh my God, what
yes.
can you do? So
absolutely, it's incredible, and we're going to get to experience that for ourselves tomorrow before the Lainey Wilson listening party. Remember, we're at Fraser Farms until 9 this morning.
By the way, it seems like they fired up the grill on there. It smells really good right now at Fraser Farms.
They have great breakfast sandwiches, too. anyway, we want to give you Lainey Wilson listening passes. You have to have them to get in tomorrow at Beach House, Belmont Park. Stop on by. You will get them. If you come by, you will know that you are going tomorrow to Lainey Wilson's listening party before her big show tomorrow night at the Amphitheater.
Which just got better because you'll hear Jake Anderson shred. His words,
yes.
Our national anthem. Hooking you up, Lainey Wilson, whirlwind listening party passes. This is going to be an experience you'll never forget. Tomorrow at Beach House, Belmont Park, gates open at 10. Tam and I will be hosting the listening party, giving away prizes throughout. And Lainey is going to make a grand entrance and perform for us as well. It's going to be a huge experience that you can be a part of. All you have to do is jump up here to Fraser Farms in La Mesa before 9 o'clock, and we'll hook you up. It's not a chance to win. You will win tickets to our Lainey Wilson listening party tomorrow.
So I've been wanting to share this story because it's just kind of a reminder of when things are just like really annoying and you're about ready to lose your cool, you just never know what's going to happen. I was at the grocery store and I got in line. There's one register open. The woman in front of me, all her groceries are bagged and packed in the cart. Something happened. Something went wrong. They had to figure things out. And all I have is one thing, right? And it's a bottle of wine.
Well,
so I can't go use self-checkout because I...
Right.
No, don't look at me like that. It's a bottle of wine because I was making a sauce.
Okay.
I was making a sauce.
You're getting sauced.
I was.
Sure.
No, it's when I made my lasagna and I need the wine for my lasagna sauce. The cashier said to the woman, we're going to have to take the groceries out and re-ring them all up. And I was thinking, oh my God, I have to sit and wait for all of this to go through. Well, that's when, and I was annoyed, right? And you would be because you're stuck now waiting.
Well, you have to get your wine on too.
Right. Went, no, stop it. It was for a sauce. Would you cut it out? Anyway, so then the woman turned around to me and she said, you know what? Why don't you go ahead? Because they got to ring all this up. I'm not going to make you wait with
of
one
course.
Thing for that. And it was very sweet of her. So I'm being rung up and I heard her say, oh, I just want to live with my mom and dad again. And I'm like, what? And she goes, I'm married. My husband's in the Navy. He's stationed overseas. We just found out he's going to stay there until the end of October. I got three little kids. At first, I thought she was just complaining, but she was just like, some days being an adult is just hard.
Right.
And it was very sweet. And I ended up having this conversation where she was the nicest person. And the cashier was like, oh, and your parents? She's like, I had the best parents in the world. This whole thing, which started out as a very frustrating moment that happens to us all the time when you're delayed with things, ended up being, I just wanted to go hug her.
And you probably did.
And I did.
Of course
anyway,
you did.
Well, of course I did. And just finding out, I told her to, from you and I, John, because I had a station shirt on, she asked me about it. I said, would you please thank him for his service, from John and I? And she's like, oh, that's so nice. And I said, and you too, because you have a tough job. Three little kids, a husband who's now not coming back till Thanksgiving or so. And it just ended up being a very sweet thing when it started out so frustrating and so annoying. And I just want to remind you of that. You know, when you're in a situation where you just want to lose your cool because you're like, everything is just falling apart and you're just like,
Oh
my! Would you stop with that? That's not what it was.
What was in your hand?
Oh my God!
What was in your hand?
A bottle of wine.
Thank you. Go on with your story.
Oh
go on with
gosh.
Your story.
Okay. Well, just remember that you don't know what's going on with somebody else
right.
in their life, and you could have been frustrated. Like, what did she do that it all has to be rung up, or what did the cashier do? I
still kind of wonder what. I've never seen anything like that before. They just take everything out and redo it.
Yeah, redo it.
That sounds like a cashier issue, not a person issue.
Well, I heard her say something like, I don't know why. Everything, when we did that last time, it was fine. So I don't know what that means. Well, I don't know. But it was very sweet. And there were all these moments I could have been like, ugh.
Right.
And I just
made that exasperated kind of nonverbal, but verbal.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it just turned out to be such a sweet thing. And she was so absolutely lovely.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I think we've all learned something from this.
Yeah, it was great. That don't you dare say
what?
It. Tammy needs to get her wine on.
Oh, I was going to say you have a big heart and are very understanding, but whatever. Go with the wine again. We're Fraser Farm. We're at Fraser Farms in La Mesa, hooking you up with your Lainey Wilson listening party tickets tomorrow. No chance to win here. You're going to win. Just show up here and you get your tickets, and we'll see you tomorrow as we all hang out at the beach before Lainey's big show at the amphitheater tomorrow evening. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
What is your favorite Lainey Wilson song? Do you have one?
Hang Tight, Honey.
Yeah? Got a pocket full of money and I'm heading straight home for you.
Lainey Wilson!
Woohoo!
We're at Fraser Farms in La Mesa, ready to give you tickets for the Lainey Wilson Listening Party, which is tomorrow at Beach House in Belmont Park. Doors open at 10. Things get underway at 11:30. We're going to play every song on her brand new album. In between, we'll be giving away prizes. Lainey is going to actually come on in a very big way, by the way. She'll join us on stage. We'll chat with her for a bit. She'll play a few songs, and you get to experience all of this before she heads off then for her show at the amphitheater tomorrow night.
Whoever said there's no guarantees in life is just wrong, because we guarantee you stop into Fraser Farms this morning and we'll hook you up with some passes to see Lainey. And again, this is an all ages show, so what a great opportunity to bring your kids and just hang out, create experiences with them before they're too old to do it.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, we met the most beautiful family earlier this week. You just heard them, and they epitomized what Lainey Wilson has meant so much to this format. And this new record is kind of a summary of the last year of her life and what's been going on, which is why it's called Whirlwind. It also features, like a lot of records do lately, a lot of collaborations, mm-hmm. including one with the Lambert. And we had a great chance to talk to Lainey about that via Zoom recently. Lainey Wilson is with us. You know, you're talking about songwriting, Lainey. I know you've got a collaboration with Miranda on Whirlwind called Good Horses. It's a stupid question, probably, for a songwriter such as of your stature. But do you guys actually work together when writing, or do you like hand things over to Miranda via an email or a text and say, hey, see what you can add to this? Or you're really just button heads together working in the same room?
Working in the same room.
Really?
And it's, I mean, both of our schedules are insane, but it was last May. I had been on the road nonstop for a couple years at that point. And she called me one day and she said, I want to feed you. I want you to take a nap. I want you to come out to my farm. And she said, maybe we'll write a song. And that's what happened. I mean, we sat around, we like talked about this life and this industry, which can be a doozy at times and also the most rewarding thing that I'll ever do. And so we have a lot to talk about. And when we sat down to write this song, we realized even more than we already did how much we have in common. Like we love that Western way of life. But we also know that we love running the roads. We have that gypsy soul. I mean, we travel for a living.
I'm hooking you up with Lainey Wilson, Whirlwind Listening Party Passes. This is going to be an experience you'll never forget tomorrow at Beach House, Belmont Park. Gates open at 10. Tam and I will be hosting the listening party, giving away prizes throughout. And Lainey is going to make a grand entrance and perform for us as well. It's going to be a huge experience that you can be a part of. All you have to do is jump up here to Fraser Farms in La Mesa before 9 o'clock. And we'll hook you up. It's not a chance to win. You will win tickets to our Lainey Wilson listening party tomorrow.
So I've been wanting to share this story because it's just kind of a reminder of when things are just like really annoying and you're about ready to lose your cool, you just never know what's going to happen. I was at the grocery store and I got in line. There's one register open. The woman in front of me, all her groceries are bagged and packed in the cart. Something happened. Something went wrong. They had to figure things out. And
all I have is one thing, right? And it's a bottle of wine. Well, so I can't go use self-checkout because I...
Right.
No, don't look at me like that. It's a bottle of wine because I was making a sauce.
Okay.
I was making
sure,
a sauce.
You're getting sauce.
I was.
Sure.
No, it's when I made my lasagna and I need the wine for my lasagna sauce. The cashier said to the woman, we're going to have to take the groceries out and re-ring them all up. And I was thinking, oh my God, I have to sit and wait for all of this to go through. Well, that's when... And I was annoyed, right? And you would be because you're stuck now waiting.
Well, you have to get your wine on, too.
Right. Went, no, stop it. It was for a sauce. Would you cut it out? Anyway, so then the woman turned around to me and she said, you know what? Why don't you go ahead? Because they got to ring all this up. I'm not going to make you wait with
of
one
course.
Thing for that. And it was very sweet of her. So I'm being rung up and I heard her say, oh, I just want to live with my mom and dad again. And I'm like, what? And she goes, I'm married. My husband's in the Navy. He's stationed overseas. We just found out he's going to stay there until the end of October. I got three little kids. At first, I thought she was just complaining, but she was just like, some days being an adult is just hard.
Right.
And it was very sweet. And I ended up having this conversation where she was the nicest person. And the cashier was like, oh, and your parents. She's like, I have the best parents in the world. This whole thing, which started out as a very frustrating moment that happens to us all the time when you're delayed with things, ended up being, I just wanted to go hug her.
And you probably know? Did.
And I did.
Of course
anyway,
you did.
Well, of course I did. And just finding out, I told her to, from you and I, John, to because I had a station shirt on, she asked me about it. I said, would you please thank him for his service, you know, from John and I? And she's like, oh, that's so nice. And I said, and you too, because you have a tough job. Three little kids, a husband who's now not coming back till Thanksgiving or so. And it just ended up being a very sweet thing when it started out so frustrating and so annoying. And I just want to remind you of that. You know, when you're in a situation where you just want to lose your cool because you're like, everything is just falling apart and you're just like,
I gotta get my wine on.
Oh my! Would you stop with that? That's not what it was.
What was
it?
What was in your hand?
Oh my God!
What was in your hand?
A bottle of wine.
Thank you. Go on with your story.
Oh
go on with
gosh.
Your story.
Okay. Well, you just anyway, just remember that you don't know what's going on with somebody else
right.
in their life, and you know you could have been frustrated. Like, what did she do that it all has to be rung up, or what did the cashier do?
I still kind of wonder what I've never seen anything like
happened.
That before.
They
take everything out and redo it.
Yeah, redo it.
That sounds like a cashier issue, not a person.
Well, I heard her say something like, I don't know why everything when we did that last time, it was fine. So I don't know what that means.
Well,
I don't know.
But way.
I just it was very sweet. And there were all these moments I could have been like,
right.
And I just
made that exasperated kind of
right.
nonverbal, but verbal.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And it just turned out to be such a sweet thing. And she was so absolutely lovely.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I think we've all learned something from
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it was great. That don't you dare say
what?
It. What? Tammy needs to get her wine on.
Oh, I was going to say you have a big heart and are very understanding, but whatever. Go with the wine again. We're Fraser Farm. We're at Fraser Farms in La Mesa, hooking you up with your Lainey Wilson listening party tickets tomorrow. No chance to win here. You're going to win. Just
yes.
show up here, and you get your tickets, and we'll see you tomorrow as we all hang out at the beach before Lainey's big show at the Amphitheater tomorrow evening. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
What is your favorite Lainey Wilson song? Do you have one?
Hang Tight, Honey.
Yeah? Got a pocket full of money, and I'm heading straight home for you.
Lainey Wilson!
Woohoo! We're at Fraser Farms in La Mesa, ready to give you tickets for the Lainey Wilson Listening Party, which is tomorrow at Beach House in Belmont Park. Doors open at 10. Things get underway at 11:30. We're going to play every song on her brand new album. In between, we'll be giving away prizes. Lainey is going to actually come on in a very big way, by the way. She'll join us on stage. We'll chat with her for a bit. She'll play a few songs, and you get to experience all of this before she heads off then for her show at the Amphitheater tomorrow night.
Whoever said there's no guarantees in life is just wrong, because we guarantee you stop into Fraser Farms this morning and we'll hook you up with some passes to see Lainey. And again, this is an all ages show, so what a great opportunity to bring your kids and just hang out, great experiences with them before they're too old to do it.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, we met the most beautiful family earlier this week. You just heard them, and they epitomized what Lainey Wilson has meant so much to this format. And this new record is kind of a summary of the last year of her life and what's been going on, which is why it's called Whirlwind. It also features, like a lot of records do lately, a lot of collaborations, mm-hmm. including one with the Lambert. And we had a great chance to talk to Lainey about that via Zoom recently. Lainey Wilson is with us. You know, you're talking about songwriting, Lainey. I know you've got a collaboration with Miranda on Whirlwind called Good Horses. A stupid question, probably, for a songwriter such as of your stature. But do you guys actually work together when writing? Or do you, like, hand things over to Miranda via an email or a text and say, hey, see what you can add to this? Or you're really just button heads together working in the same room?
Working in the same room.
Really?
And it's I mean, both of our schedules are insane, but it was last May. I had been on the road nonstop for a couple years at that point. And she called me one day and she's like, she said, I want to feed you. I want you to take a nap. I want you to come out to my farm. And she said, maybe we'll write a song. And that's what happened. I mean, we sat around, we like talked about this life and this industry, which can be a doozy at times, and also the most rewarding thing that I'll ever do. And so we have a lot to talk about. And when we sat down to write this song, we realized even more than we already did how much we have in common. Like, we love that Western way of life. But we also know that, like, we love running the roads. We have that gypsy soul. I mean, we travel for a living, but we know, like, the importance of home is where the heart is. And so that's kind of the song kind of wrote itself.
What did she feed you?
Good question.
What did she not feed me? That's the question. Because they fed me. They fed me, like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I think we had, like, a big breakfast with, like, biscuits and pancakes. And then we had pasta. And then we had burgers and fries. And man, they fed me good.
Hungry now.
Yeah, no
hungry
kidding.
Hungry now.
Fraser Farms in La Mesa until 9, getting you free tickets for her listening party. The album release tomorrow. We want you to be there. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy, Kylie, the Hollywood knowledge. It's Tammy, Kylie, the Hollywood knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy.
Let's head out to San Carlos. Say good morning to Leia. Hi, Leia.
Hi, John.
Leia, would you do me a favor? We're broadcasting this morning from Fraser Farms in La Mesa. So instead of kicking Tammy out of the studio, would you put her to work having your hookup listeners with Lainey Wilson listening party passes?
Yeah, go say hi to everybody there.
Okay. Anyway, Leia, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you can get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. Also want to remind you, Leia, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
All right, 37 years ago, Dirty Dancing was released. It stars Jennifer Grey as Baby. According to the movie, nobody puts Baby where?
In the corner.
Shiloh Jolie Pitt has officially changed her name to Shiloh Jolie. She's the third of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's kids to stop using their dad's last name. Who was Brad married to still when he started dating Angelina Jolie?
Jennifer Aniston.
113 years ago, the Mona Lisa was stolen by a museum employee. It was recovered 2 years later and brought back to the French Museum, where it still hangs to this day. What's the museum?
Boo. I'm going to say a museum in New York.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
People think Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are engaged because Selena followed a wedding planner on TikTok. What kids show gave Selena her start?
Oh, I wish my kids can hear this. No idea.
All right. And finally, Usain Bolt turned 38 yesterday. He has 8 Olympic gold medals in sprinting and is still the fastest man ever recorded in history. What country is he from?
USA.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Tammy! Leia, what you got going on today?
Work.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a member representative for the Padres.
Oh, my goodness. What happened to us last night?
I know. I got smoked.
You know what? We still won the series. Can't win them all. Tam, Leia today did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
37 years ago, Dirty Dancing was released. It stars Jennifer Grey as Baby. And according to the movie, nobody puts Baby where?
In a corner.
That is right. Leia knew that 1-1. Shiloh Jolie Pitt has officially changed her name to Shiloh Jolie. Now she's the third child of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's kids to stop using their dad's last name. What's going on over there?
It's just sad. It's just sad.
Is he just not a good guy?
I don't know. It's just the whole thing makes me sad.
Who was Brad still married to when he started seeing Angelina Jolie?
Jennifer Aniston.
That is right. Leia, knew that. 2-2-2. 113 years ago, the Mona Lisa was stolen by a museum employee. It was recovered 2 years later and brought back to the French Museum, where it still hangs to this day. What's that museum?
Is it the Louvre?
The Louvre. Proper pronunciation, Louvre. Did you know that?
It is not. It is not.
Hey, by the way, did you ever know that?
Yeah.
Has there ever been a movie about that or something? What a fascinating story that must
right.
be.
Right. I don't know. Maybe there is. We'll have to check it out.
How do you just walk and steal the Mona Lisa, for God's sakes? It's got to be the most heavily guarded piece of art in history.
When it was stolen, you know, I mean.
Just kind of a flash little... in the pan?
No. Like, no, I'm just saying that the security isn't like it is now.
Yeah, Da Vinci to Crimpy movie. Doesn't really matter. All right, so it's 3-2, Tammy. People think Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are engaged because Selena followed a wedding planner on TikTok.
Oh, boy.
What kids show gave Selena her start?
Wizards of Waverly Place?
Barney.
Oh, that's
right. She got her start on Barney.
That's right. Yeah. You're right. She was on Barney.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm right? Thank
no,
you.
No, I'm just saying. I forgot about Barney.
Still 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Usain Bolt turned 38 yesterday. He has 8 Olympic gold medals in sprinting and is still the fastest man ever recorded in history. Crazy. What country is he from?
Ooh. Well, I mean, didn't Usain run for the United States?
No, he did not.
I thought he did. Let's just go.
That's exactly what Leia said, by the way.
Yeah, I thought he ran for the United States, too. Well, this shows what we know, huh, sweetie? I'm going to go with Nigeria.
Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Leia, today Tammy beats you, but just barely. 3-2. You're not going to get any here for money, but you've got plans come December 30th.
You'll now go to the Wild Horses Festival starring Post Malone.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm, like, sweating.
Really?
In, like, a 69-degree house.
Okay. There's a song there somewhere. You're going to write that lyric down.
Yes.
Leia, have a great day. Towel off. Before you
thank
leave,
you.
I do have to have you say this.
I'm Leia in San Carlos, and I flunked out of Camby College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Today we are at Fraser Farms in La Mesa, giving you Lainey Wilson listening party passes for our free experience tomorrow at Belmont Park's Beach House. And again, the word is free.
Yes, and an experience is exactly what it is. And here's the thing, you're going to be part of a nationwide event. They're filming this whole thing for people who don't live in San Diego and don't have tickets to see the Lainey Wilson listening party. They're doing it for them, and you're going to be a part of that. We're going to play every track. In between each track, we're going to give away great prizes. Lainey's coming in a very big way, and then she'll join us on stage. We'll chat a bit, and she'll play a couple of songs. It's just going to be awesome before her show tomorrow night at the amphitheater.
So we'll be here until 9 o'clock, again, Fraser Farms in La Mesa, and then we have to bolt because today Tam and I are starting our TV careers.
Yes, our debut. Why are you nervous?
I'm not nervous. You just know how I feel about pictures and video.
This
is my own thing. Let me get over. I just had a woman say I have an ugly look on my face.
No, you were making ugly looks.
Making ugly faces.
Making ugly faces, yes.
And now I have to go on TV with that thought in my head?
Well, don't make an ugly face and you'll be just fine.
I didn't think I was making an ugly face. It's the only face I have. Anyway, I got that hanging over my head now, like a cloud over Charlie Brown. And anyway, we're making our debut on KUSI. I shouldn't say our debut, but our start of our weekly feature on KUSI. At KUSI every Thursday we're going to be on.
Every Thursday at 9:40 we'll be featured on there. Obviously, we have a lot to talk about with a big day that is tomorrow, Lainey Wilson Day. And it's just going to be fantastic. Also, if you couldn't make it out to Fraser Farms today, be watching that segment on KUSI. For your chance to get Lainey Wilson listening party passes.
Yeah, pretty much, it's not even, there's a chance you're going to.
Yes.
But that'll be more a little bit later on KUSI this morning. In the meantime, is this what you're wearing? Because you look great.
Yes.
Yeah.
I look like I'm going to a tennis match, though.
I bought a change of clothes with me, but
why?
I'm not
going
to, because I... Well, frankly, because yesterday was a really hot day when we were out at SDCC in Mission Valley and the sun was beating on me. I'm like, I can't go on TV looking like I just got done working at a car wash. I was sweating profusely. Anyway, totally different story today. We're under a shelter. It's beautiful. I'm not sweating as badly as I said. Moral of the story is I'm not going to change out of my clothes.
Good. You look great. You got your Padres jersey on.
I'm not too sloppy?
No, you're not sloppy at all.
And am I too puffy?
No, you're not too puffy.
My face isn't too ugly?
Oh, my God. You were just making mean faces when you were looking at your computer. You were frustrated. And you wear your emotions on your face.
Unbelievable.
That's all.
Unbelievable.
I love it.
Again, till 9 o'clock at Fraser Farms in La Mesa for your Lainey Wilson listening party passes. Those are free, and it's an all-ages show. What a great experience with your family. Or else, watch for our TV debut on KUSI this morning, and every Thursday at 9:40, you can get your Lainey Wilson passes there as well. About to wrap up our time at Fraser Farms in La Mesa, and head over to KUSI, where you have another opportunity to win your Lainey Wilson listening party tickets for tomorrow.
Not an opportunity. You will win. If you watch, you will have the information to get those tickets. It is going to be a fabulous day tomorrow.
Tomorrow, it's going to be a long, fabulous day. We're back in studio tomorrow. All the things that you expect from John and Tammy in the morning. I'll try to make less ugly faces as I progress in this obviously very awkward time of my life. I still can't believe she told me that.
Well,
I was told this morning I make ugly faces.
When you're mad. You are frustrated.
She didn't say that. That's what you're saying. She said to me was, you make ugly faces.
Yes, and she explained when you were mad at your computer doing something with your computer, you were making ugly faces.
It's the only face I got. I'll work on that, though. I'll do my friendly face exercises before tomorrow. The listening party, the Lainey Show, of course. And as always, when you see us tomorrow, please say hi. We'd love to hang out with you. We'll do another Are You Smarter Than a Tailgater tomorrow since we're back at the amphitheater. It's going to be a blast. Can't wait to hang out with you.
All right. Greg is on the way in next with a chance for you to win cash, cash, cash with John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to San Carlos. Say good morning to Leia. Hi, Leia.
Hi, John.
Leia, would you do me a favor? We're broadcasting this morning from Fraser Farms in La Mesa, so instead of kicking Tammy out of the studio, would you put her to work having your hookup listeners with Lainey Wilson listening power to passes?
Yeah, go say hi to everybody there.
Okay. Anyway, Leia, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. Also want to remind you, Leia, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
All right. 37 years ago, Dirty Dancing was released. It stars Jennifer Grey as Baby. According to the movie, nobody puts Baby where?
In the corner.
Shiloh Jolie Pitt has officially changed her name to Shiloh Jolie. She's the third of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's kids to stop using their dad's last name. Who was Brad married to still when he started dating Angelina Jolie?
Jennifer Aniston.
113 years ago, the Mona Lisa was stolen by a museum employee. It was recovered 2 years later and brought back to the French Museum where it still hangs to this day. What's the museum?
Oh, I'm going to say a museum in New York.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
People think Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are engaged because Selena followed a wedding planner on TikTok. What kids show gave Selena her start?
I wish my kids can hear this. no idea.
All right. And finally, Usain Bolt turned 38 yesterday. He has 8 Olympic gold medals in sprinting and is still the fastest man ever recorded in history. What country is he from?
USA.
All right. Let's get Tam back in. Tammy! Leia, what you got going on today?
Work.
Yeah. What do you do?
I'm a member representative for the Padres.
Oh, my goodness. What happened to us last night?
I know. We got smoked.
Well, you know what? We still won the series. Can't win them all. Tam, Leia today did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
37 years ago, Dirty Dancing was released. It stars Jennifer Grey as Baby. And according to the movie, nobody puts Baby where?
In a corner.
That is right. Leia knew that 1-1. Shiloh Jolie Pitt has officially changed her name to Shiloh Jolie. Now she's the third child of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's kids to stop using their dad's last name. What's going on over there?
It's just sad. It's just sad.
Is he just not a good guy?
I don't know. It's just the whole thing makes me sad.
Who was Brad still married to when he started seeing Angelina Jolie?
Jennifer Aniston.
That is right. Leia knew that 2-2. 113 years ago, the Mona Lisa was stolen by a museum employee. It was recovered 2 years later and brought back to the French Museum where it still hangs to this day. What's that museum?
Is it the Louvre?
The Louvre. Proper pronunciation, Louvre. Did you know that?
It is not. It is not.
Hey, by the way, did you ever know that?
Yeah.
Has there ever been a movie about that or something? What a fascinating story that must
be. I don't know. Maybe there is. We'll have to check it out.
How do you just walk and steal the Mona Lisa, for God's sakes? It's got to be the most heavily guarded piece of art in history.
When it was stolen, you know, I mean.
Just kind of a flash in the pan?
No, just saying that the security isn't like it is now.
Yeah, Da Vinci to Crimpy movie. Doesn't really matter. All right, so it's 3-2 Tammy. People think Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are engaged because Selena followed a wedding planner on TikTok.
Oh, boy.
What kids show gave Selena her start?
Wizards of Waverly Place?
Barney.
Oh, that's
right. She got her start on Barney.
That's right. Yeah. You're right. She was on Barney.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm right? Thank you.
No, I'm just saying. I forgot about Barney.
Still 3-2 Tammy. And finally, Usain Bolt turned 38 yesterday. He has 8 Olympic gold medals in sprinting and is still the fastest man ever recorded in history. Crazy. What country is he from?
Well, I mean, didn't Usain run for the United States?
No, he did not.
I thought he did. Let's just go.
That's exactly what Leia said, by the way.
Yeah, I thought he ran for the United States, too. Well, this shows what we know, huh, sweetie? I'm going to go with Nigeria.
Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Leia, today Tammy beats you, but just barely. 3-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but you've got plans come December 30th.
You'll now go to the Wild Horses Festival starring Post Malone.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm, like, sweating.
Really?
In, like, a 69-degree house.
Okay. There's a song there somewhere. You're going to write that lyric down.
Yes.
Leia, have a great day. Towel off. Before you
Thank
leave,
you.
I do have to have you say this.
I'm Leia in San Carlos, and I flunked out of Camby College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Today we are at Fraser Farms in La Mesa, giving you Lainey Wilson listening party passes for our free experience tomorrow at Belmont Park's Beach House. And again, the word is free.
Yes, and an experience is exactly what it is. And here's the thing. You're going to be part of a nationwide event. They're filming this whole thing for people who don't live in San Diego and don't have tickets to see the Lainey Wilson listening party. They're doing it for them, and you're going to be a part of that. We're going to play every track. In between each track, we're going to give away great prizes. Lainey's coming in a very big way, and then she'll join us on stage. We'll chat a bit, and she'll play a couple of songs. It's just going to be awesome before her show tomorrow night at the amphitheater.
So we'll be here until 9 o'clock, again, Fraser Farms in La Mesa, and then we have to bolt because today Tam and I are starting our TV careers.
Yes, our debut. Why are you nervous?
I'm not nervous. You just know how I feel about pictures and video.
Oh my gosh.
This is my own thing. Let me get over. I just had a woman say I have an ugly look on my face.
No, you were making ugly looks.
Making ugly faces.
Making ugly faces, yes.
And now I have to go on TV with that thought in my head?
Well, don't make an ugly face and you'll be just fine.
I didn't think I was making an ugly face. It's the only face I have. Anyway, I got that hanging over my head now, like a cloud over Charlie Brown. And anyway, we're making our debut on KUSI. I shouldn't say our debut, but our start of our weekly feature on KUSI every Thursday. We're going to be on
every Thursday at 9:40. We'll be featured on there. Obviously, we have a lot to talk about with a big day that is tomorrow, Lainey Wilson Day, and it's just going to be fantastic. Also, if you couldn't make it out to Fraser Farms today, be watching that segment on KUSI. For your chance to get Lainey Wilson listening party passes.
Yeah, pretty much, it's not even, there's a chance you're going to.
Yes.
But that'll be more a little bit later on KUSI this morning. In the meantime, is this what you're wearing? Because you look great.
Yes.
Yeah.
I look like I'm going to a tennis match, though.
I bought a change of clothes with me, but
why?
I'm not
going
to, because I, well, frankly, because yesterday was a really hot day when we were out at SDCC in Mission Valley, and the sun was beating on me. I'm like, I can't go on TV looking like I just got done working at a car wash. I was sweating profusely. Anyway, totally different story today. We're under a shelter. It's beautiful. I'm not sweating as badly as I said. Moral of the story is I'm not going to change out of my clothes.
Good. You look great. You got your Padres jersey on.
Am I too sloppy?
No, you're not sloppy at all.
And am I too puffy?
No, you're not too puffy.
My face isn't too ugly?
Oh, my God. You were just making mean faces when you were looking at your computer. You were frustrated. And you wear your emotions on your face.
Unbelievable.
That's all.
Unbelievable.
I love it.
Again, till 9 o'clock at Fraser Farms in La Mesa for your Lainey Wilson listening party passes. Those are free, and it's an all-ages show. What a great experience with your family. Or else, watch for our TV debut on KUSI this morning. And every Thursday at 9:40, you can get your Lainey Wilson passes there as well. About to wrap up our time at Fraser Farms in La Mesa and head over to KUSI, where you have another opportunity to win your Lainey Wilson listening party tickets for tomorrow.
Not an opportunity. You will win. If you watch, you will have the information to get those tickets. It is going to be a fabulous day tomorrow.
Tomorrow, it's going to be a long, fabulous day. We're back in studio tomorrow. All the things that you expect from John and Tammy in the morning. I'll try to make less ugly faces as I progress in this obviously very awkward time of my life. I still can't believe she told me that. Well, I was told this morning I make ugly faces.
When you're mad. You are frustrated.
She didn't say that. That's what you're saying.
She
said to me was, you make ugly faces.
Yes, and she explained when you were mad at your computer, doing something with your computer, you were making ugly faces.
It's the only face I got. I'll work on that, though. I'll do my friendly face exercises before tomorrow. The listening party, the Lainey Show, of course. And as always, when you see us tomorrow, please say hi. We'd love to hang out with you. We'll do another Are You Smarter Than a Tailgater tomorrow since we're back at the amphitheater. It's going to be a blast. Can't wait to hang out with you.
All right. Greg is on the way in next with a chance for you to win cash, cash, cash with John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.